Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on what the president of the Gaelic Athletic Association had to say. If you're not Irish, you probably won't know what the GAA is. So that's a sporting organisation in Ireland founded on, I think, 1884, promoting hurling, Gaelic football, camogie, which is the women's version of hurling and so forth. And indeed, Gaelic culture. I won't call it Irish culture. The so-called Irish language, Gaeilge, and traditional Irish music, dancing, stuff like that. Remember, in the old days, they were against garrison sports. I think, could you not belong to one of a so-called garrison, as in football or soccer, as some call it, not Gaelic football, international football, for want of a better word, rugger, cricket. I'm not sure the other ones were. And no member of the British Armed Forces or the Royal Irish Constabulary or pensioner therefrom was allowed to be a member of it. So, and then often naming the clubhouses after Republican revolutionaries and so forth. So that is the GAA. Some people are in for the sport, some people more for the sort of political cultural side, some for both and so on. I don't know what the breakdown is. I mean, I've never been a member of the GAA. I've not been involved. I mean, I've been to just a few practices, like four practices ever in my life, to one match ever. That's the Oxford-Cambridge match. So the GAA, that's not my bag. Anyway, I'm not opposed to the existence of the GAA. Some people have this worldview. And yeah, I don't dispute that their right to have such an organization, to play these games, to disseminate their beliefs and so forth. Now, the GAA traditionally would be quite hostile to the Orange Order. So in case you don't know, the Orange Order traced its origins back to 1795. It's difficult because, of course, there were several competing organizations with the word orange in the name. The Orange Order was even briefly outlawed in the 1830s. So the line of succession is unclear. But yeah, so it was from a Church of Ireland members only, found at Lochgall, County Armagh, and was certainly against the Roman Catholic community, knocking on other Protestants, eventually opened itself to all Protestants were allowed to join it and so forth. It was an Ulster-only organization, then was the whole of Ireland, and that's it. So it's for Protestants only. And I met some Orangemen in Derry the other year, and they were saying, no, that if you're a convert to Protestantism, you would be permitted to join. And that by that, they include members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, commonly called Mormons and so forth. Romanians and former Orthodox Christians who convert to Protestantism are allowed to join, for instance. And there was a guy who was born as a Catholic, converted to Protestantism, became whatever their Grand Master in Scotland way back in the late 19th century. So this is the Orange Order. As so what Jarlath Burns said, you know, that those who view the GAA have been the IRA at play. And the GAA obviously doesn't help themselves by naming their clubhouse of former IRA men, including those who are terrorists as recently as the 1980s. That'd be very off-putting to some. Now, the Orange Order is not an organization I'm eligible to join. I'm not a Protestant. And I dislike the way they try to conflate Protestantism with Britishness, because you can be British if you're a Catholic, if you're an atheist, if you're a Muslim and so forth. And it's just ahistorical because, of course, Catholicism was the only form of Christianity in the British Isles for quite a long time. OK, I suppose in Ireland we had an independent Celtic church for a while until Strongbow. But Protestantism has only existed since the 16th century in the British Isles. So it's got to be open to everybody. They're into the monarchy. One thing about the qualifications of the Orangemen and their oath is it doesn't say anything about the Act of Union. So, and indeed some Orangemen in 1800 were against the Act of Union. They still wanted the Kingdom of Ireland to exist. So that's the Orange Order, a controversial organization. Some members of the Orange Order were loyalist terrorists and so on. There's a loyalist terrorist organization, the Naughties, called the Orange Volunteers. So I was using that name because they adulate William of Orange, the Stadtholder of the Netherlands, who then became King of William III of Ireland, William III of England. Was he William IV of Scots and so forth? Overthrew his father-in-law and uncle, James II. The bloke was both his father-in-law and uncle at the same time. But anyway, so Jarlath Burns had some rather laudatory things to say about the Orange Order. I was a bit surprised, saying it's an important community organization. He's trying to reach out to the Orange Order. Now, Jarlath Burns grew up in South Armagh, which is a real cockpit of the IRA. And something like a third of the soldiers killed in the Troubles were killed in South Armagh. And he said how the GAA, he put his energies into that. Otherwise, he might have been attracted to the IRA. Anyway, he says that if there is to be a 32-county republic, this must be appealing to those who regard themselves as British, as well as Irish, you can still be British in the United Ireland. Well, that's true. What he hasn't said is you can still be Irish in the United Kingdom. You know, I'm British precisely because I'm Irish. It's the completion of Irishness, not the negation of Irishness. It doesn't take away the fact that I'm Irish. Nobody's trying to take away the fact that I'm Irish. Nobody can take it away. But I have a share in the Welsh, the Scots, the English, even if I had no ancestry of those. Probably have a tiny bit of Welsh and English ancestry in the Middle Ages. If you could prove to me I had none, it wouldn't change my views one whit. If you could prove my ancestry was exclusively Scots, it wouldn't change my views. Or I know a tiny bit Norwegian. If I was hugely Norwegian in my blood, again, it wouldn't change my opinion. And obviously it's open because there are immigrants who become Britannicized and so forth. But Jarlath Burns, I was impressed, pleasantly surprised that how broad-minded and generous spirited he was. And there were some bad Orangemen. And so it goes on. So Jarlath Burns says Brexit is a disaster for everybody. Well, that's certainly not true. He says he's not going to impose the GA on anybody. But, you know, if they want the GA to be more appealing, they've got to stop naming it after terrorists or, okay, we use a less loaded term, militants, shall we say. And, you know, the Orange Order, they've been bad too. Some of them adulated loyalist terrorists and so on, allowed them to join or held up big banners glorifying them. And I'm not saying that most Orangemen are like that, but, you know, unfortunately, people get judged by the worst members are there. So Jarlath Burns saying things about the Irish language shouldn't be seen as menacing to anybody. Yeah, so and where he was from, that was menaced by the Glenarn gang, these loyalist terrorists, some of whom were members of the police, the RUC and so on. Goodness. So what do you think with Jarlath Burns? Was he right? I mean, you think there'd be some pushback in the GAA thinking this is too liberal? We can't be accepting of the Orange Order. He said the Orange Order is really part of people's British identity and that to be respected, we shouldn't dismiss that too lightly. That they like marching around, banging their lambeg drums and playing the flute and whatever, talking about the Battle of Boyne in 1690 or the 1688 Revolution, which they call the Glorious Revolution and so forth. Which doesn't want to take away their rights. And, you know, these orange parades are contentious, but nevertheless, they must be allowed. If we're going to have a free society, people must be allowed to express their views. And even whether people don't want to hear those views, tough, you know, get over it. You have to be tolerant. The other thing is, so don't try and block the parade. It'll be over in 5 minutes if you let them through, and it'll cause more aggro. They'll be there for longer. And, you know, the Orange Order, they raise lots of money for benevolent causes. They give it out to people without regard to their ethno-religious origin or political outlook. And what else do? They voluntarily rewrote hundreds of marches to go away from flashpoints, but they just don't get any credit for that. They are so often demonized as being wicked, mindless bigots, knuckle draggers and stuff like that. Obviously, the worst Orangemen, that's true. But unfortunately, that doesn't typify the whole Orange Order. So I've met quite a few Orangemen. I've been to quite a few Orange marches. I've witnessed, I think, well, one ugly incident, and that was in Liverpool. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.